This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Hey, what's going on there? So no matter how long you've been in sales, there's a chance that you're selling or using old school tactics, the kind of things that you think is what salespeople should do. It's what others do. It's what you've seen. Maybe it's what you were trained on. Maybe it's what you saw in movies. But that doesn't mean it's the best way possible. And it's also possible that it's not getting you the best results that you could have. In this video, I'm going to explain the top 8.5 ways to sell like a professional. And when I talk about professional, I mean a professional who's doing the right thing for the customer, for the company, and for themselves. All right, let's dive in. Here's number one. Number one in the top 8.5 ways to sell like a professional is understanding your duty. Now, when I use duty, it means driven until the yes. What does this mean? Well, when you're a professional, you understand that you're carrying a professional responsibility to help other people in some way, helping them get to a better place. If we look at other professions like medical profession, even electricians and plumbers who have to take a test, have to be certified, have to carry insurance, and have ramifications if they do something wrong, then if you're in sales and you understand as a sales professional that you have that duty and responsibility, you want to make sure you're doing the best thing you can for your customers. Now, that leads into number two, which is actually caring about what's best for each person that you speak with. That doesn't mean it's all about what you need. It doesn't mean about closing the deals. It doesn't mean that your priority is for yourself and ensuring you close enough sales so you make your commission or even keep your job. It's to actually do what's best for the other person, to leave them in a better place. It is to help them get what they want or need, not necessarily what you think or want or have been told. So remember, in number two for our top list of ways to sell like a professional is to make sure you're always doing what's best for them and that you actually care. And there's a big difference there. Professionals actually care about their customers. They care about other people. They want to see them successful, and they come from that place. When you sell like a professional, you actually care about people. Funny thing is, if you watch some movies, if you watch sales-related movies, if you watch other people in sales who maybe they close a lot of deals, but they're doing it as a result of not caring what happens to other people, you'll see the difference in the way that a professional would do it versus what we see as the classic sales model. All right, and that goes into number three of our list of ways to sell like a professional, which is that sometimes the best thing that you can do for that person you're talking to is to tell them no. What does that mean? Well, sometimes they don't qualify. Sometimes it's just not the right thing for them. Maybe they could buy from you. Maybe they could sign up. Maybe they could buy your product or service. But at the end of the day, it's not actually beneficial to them. It's not a good idea. It's not going to leave them in a better place. It might help you. It might help you hit your numbers or make a commission, make a bonus, again, keep your job, but it's not necessarily going to help them short or long term. And we've all been in that situation. We've all been customers where we bought something and after we're done, we go, I shouldn't have bought that. That isn't really helpful. It isn't what I wanted. I don't feel good about it. And I wish I hadn't bought that. If you're selling like a professional and you see yourself as a sales professional, then the differentiation is that you actually realize that sometimes the best thing to do for the people you're talking to is to tell them no. Now, I cover this in one of the chapters in my book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion. And one of the things to understand is that really you want to look at it from a place of abundance. It's not about forcing that person to buy, because most likely they're going to be unhappy even if you do convince them, persuade them, or manipulate them. But it's understanding that there's 7 billion people on the planet. There's no reason you have to force each person you're talking to buy from you. If you do, then I would say that you're not a professional. You might be a professional manipulator or controller, or a persuader in some sense, but not a sales professional who's doing the right thing. All right, number four in our list of ways to sell like a professional is to realize what your real job is and what your role is with your prospects in moving them to be a customer. Now, here's what most people think their job is. They think their job as a salesperson and as a sales professional is to come in with the perfect solution, working for the perfect company in a way that's gonna help everybody, and it's something that everyone's gonna want or need. Most salespeople, or if they're self-employed, that's on their own, but they have drunk the Kool-Aid from the company they work with. They see the product or service and they fully buy in, which is not a bad thing, but they think that that product or service is meant for everyone. It will help everyone. It's amazing for everyone. And somebody who doesn't buy or sign up, they're dumb and they're missing out, and it's their own problem, right? They're not doing the right thing if they don't buy from them, right? The company brochure, the marketing, everything is telling that salesperson, we are amazing. Everyone wants us. Everyone should buy from us. The problem with that is that it instills in the salesperson that they are the hero and that the company is the hero. And the problem with that is that your potential customers also see themselves as the hero. The punchline of this, and I won't go into too much detail, is that everyone sees themselves as the center of the universe. They see themselves as the hero of their own story. We all do. But the problem is that if your prospects think they're the hero of the story and you think you're the hero of the story, there can only be one hero in the story. And so you can guess what happens to you in their mind. Instead, the key is to not look at your job as being the hero who's coming in to save the day, but rather to be the guide. And so for top tip number four, it's to realize that you are the guide, not the hero. You want to make them the hero, keep them as the center of their own story, but show them you have the path, you have the solution, you have helped others get up the mountain successfully, and you can do the same thing for them. When you switch roles, when you step back, when you stop making it about yourself and your company first, and you make it about them, you will play the part as the guide and then get them up the mountain successfully. The key is guides don't have to talk about themselves and how amazing they are all the time. Only when it matters, only at the right part in the process. You find yourself talking about yourself a lot, you're trying to be the hero, and that's gonna make it difficult for you to be a sales professional. All right, number five on the list is have a sales process. One of the things I see a lot is there's so many people in sales who they're attracted to sales. They get into sales and they think they're successful in sales because they just want to show up and do what they do best, which is talk to people, convince people to do things like buying from them, tell stories and use tactics and strategies, move people forward and just rinse and repeat. It's what they've done in their life before. They can talk themselves into or out of situations, and they think that's all that sales is. If you want to be a sales professional, and a sales professional is somebody who has predictable expected results, who knows how to move people forward, who is somebody who cares about the other person, what that takes is not just showing up and winging it and having conversations and hoping you can do what you've done to other people, which is convince them to move forward. Instead, you have to have a process. And what does a sales process mean? Well, sometimes it's having a script, sometimes it's having pillars, milestones, things that you've got to do along the way in order to have a successful sales transaction. What that means is different for everybody, but there's typically five pillars. And I have an outline called the Authentic Persuasion Pathway, which I have designed, which puts that into place, which has five parts in a sales process that every sales conversation should have. As you're going through that conversation with every person you speak to, you want to make sure you go through all five of those steps. If you want more information on that, there is a link in the description below. But no matter what, make sure you have a sales process. And again, here's the challenge. A lot of people in sales don't like processes, don't like systems, don't like scripts, don't like accountability, just want to show up and do whatever, because that's why they're not in other roles or jobs, because there is too much structure. keep in mind, if you want to be a professional, if you want to be seen and perform and get paid like a sales professional, you must have a process. All right, number six on the list, going back to what I talked about as you realizing you are the guide and not the hero. Number six is listen more than you talk. As my grandma used to say, two ears, one mouth. What that really means, listen twice as much as you talk. Again, a lot of people in sales think they are successful in sales or want to get into sales because they like to talk. They think they're more extroverted. They think they want to be the center of attention, or they're used to being the center of attention. And they think if they just talk enough, if they just say enough things, if they just say everything, anything, and do all the talking, they will convince people. They will just barrage people with enough words, with enough things that get somebody to move forward. That may work in bursts, but I would contest that you are not a sales professional if that's your strategy. You may be a salesperson, you may make some money, but I promise that it's not consistent, it's not effective, it may not lead to happy customers, and I would say you probably struggle if you switched industries or switched sales processes, because that isn't always gonna work. That strategy isn't universal in everything that's being sold. What is universal is making it about the other person. When you listen twice as much as you talk, meaning you're talking significantly less than you probably are right now, you will find that people move themselves forward. It's in this time, in this strategy, that you are making them the hero. How do you do this? How do you talk less? If you find yourself talking a lot, ask questions. Best thing you can do in the sales process is ask lots of questions. Get the other person talking. When they're talking, they feel like you care about them. Even if you're just asking them questions, they will feel heard and understood and cared for, and it is amazing, and it will separate you from other people in sales. All right, number seven on the list. As you're going through your process, as you have a sales system that you're using, as you're making it about them and making them the hero, as you're asking them questions and getting them to share with you and feel like you care about them, which you do. Remember, number two on the list was that you actually care about people. Here we are at number seven. And what you want to do is you want to fight the urge of just selling everybody the same thing because you think everybody should want it. Because again, remember, at this point now, you're no longer the hero, you're the guide. You've got to make sure that you diagnose and then prescribe. Keep in mind that prescription before diagnosis is malpractice. If you were a medical professional and you were to give someone a prescription without properly diagnosing their problems or their issue or the cause of it all, that could lead to malpractice. For professions that actually have standards, ethics, and a governing body, that could mean the end of their career. For salespeople, we don't have that. You just show up and you do whatever you want, and there's nobody really making sure that you're doing the right thing as an industry. So it's up to you to be a sales professional. In this case here, you want to make sure that you ask questions, you want to follow your sales process, which is what we talked about in number five. And then at that point, you want to make sure you properly diagnose what's best for that person. Remember, you actually care about this person. You understand that it's your duty and responsibility to help this person, and you want to diagnose first and then prescribe. If you find yourself prescribing and selling early in the conversation and telling them what they should do because you think everyone should do it, you're not acting like a sales professional. All right, number eight on the list, understanding buyer's remorse. When you sell like a sales professional, when you act like a professional in your role, then you understand where buyer's remorse comes from. And it could be many different factors, but typically it's because of the expectations that are set. They are afraid of change fundamentally. And if you don't set the right expectation, when they encounter something that doesn't feel right, they're going to regret it. Everyone has some level of buyer's remorse, doubt, or thoughts that they shouldn't have bought something after buying something, especially if it's significant. So the key is understand where that's coming from. If you're a professional, then you're gonna set the right expectations. You're not gonna undersell, what the product does and what the requirements are. You're not going to oversell how amazing it is. You're just going to sell the value. You're going to help them understand it. You're going to help diagnose and then prescribe. You're going to make it about them and what they're going to get from it. And then you're going to set the proper expectations. If there's onboarding, if there's implementation, if there's payments, if there's a contract, if there's an agreement, whatever that looks like, make sure you're setting the right expectation. Fight the urge to leave out important details that you're afraid they might discover. Because here's what I'll tell you is that they will actually appreciate you telling them things because everybody understands there's trade-offs. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is without an exchange of something good for some kind of trade-off or negative. So set the right expectations. All right, now for the half on the list of the top 8.5 ways to sell like a professional. This is the number one piece of advice I give when people ask me for the best way to close more deals. What's the number one way? What's the one thing? Everyone's trying to look for this one thing. Fundamentally, there is no one thing except for this. Here's the number half on the list. When in doubt, do the opposite of what you think a salesperson should do. Whether you're cold calling, whether you're emailing, whether you're asking for the sale, whether you're moving someone forward in the process, if you're not sure what to do, do the opposite of what you think a salesperson is supposed to do in that instance. For example, going back to the two ears, one mouth, most people in sales think their job is to talk, to sell, to explain, to push, to convince, all of those kind of actions, right? But your job in sales is to be of service and to help someone if you can, which is the first items on the list. So when in doubt, fight the urge to talk and explain and make yourself the hero and instead be the guide, ask questions. When in doubt, do the opposite of what you think a salesperson should do. This has been the top 8.5 ways to sell like a professional. Hopefully, there's some items in there that will help you close more deals and make more money in a way that feels authentic to you, that will help your customers, that will help your company, and just feel different and more successful. The key is that when you sell like a professional, when you see yourself and become a sales professional, you're setting yourself apart from all the other people out there in sales, and you're setting yourself up for an amazing career that's more consistent, more expected, and making more money by helping more people in the right ways. Now, if you enjoyed this video and want to see more sales-related videos, make sure to subscribe to get more videos like these. And if you would like my free guide on building a sales process, or the guides I have on overcoming objections or motivating your sales team or yourself, email me at the email address in the description below.